So we're going to try to make a summary over here of what we've been learning, and we'll try to get to halacha lemaisa of all the various different forms of containers. You know, each one is slightly different and has a little different application. That's on the second side over here. But on the first side, let's just go quickly through things we've already discussed many times. So when it comes to opening cans and packages on Shabbos, first you have to know what are all the malachas that you have to be concerned about, that you can possibly be involved with when you open every form of a package or a can or a soda bottle. So there's four malachas that it could be. Obviously, makabah patish. Secondly, soiser, even if you're destroying it. Thirdly, there could be baina, you buy a keli, if you're taking something which was previously not a keli at all, totally not a keli, and making it into a keli, right, that could be baina, creating a keli, not only makabah patish, it could even be baina. And lastly, there's kareya. Kareya is not dependent on being a keli or not. Kareya could be by anything. If you're doing kareya, that's also a malacha. Kareya, like now, all these malachas, that means makabah patish, soiser, baina, kareya, in order for them to be deraisa, all these malachas require a tikkun. They all require that you're doing something that's a tikkun, not a kilkul. That is a true fact. However, there is a difference in between them, as we were learning, as far as what is considered a tikkun, what can be counted as a tikkun. Whereas by kareya, we saw that it's a big argument whether when you tear something just in order to get to something else. So the tikkun is not in the item you're tearing. You're destroying the thing that you're tearing, totally demolishing it, but yet there could be a tikkun in the fact that you're trying to get something else. That was a big argument, whether that's called a tikkun or not. It's a prichadash, a mishnah brura. That was a big disagreement, lahalacha, whether we consider that a tikkun. And it seems like the consensus of the paiskim, even though the mishnah brura does seem to be machmer on this, but the contemporary paiskim do hold that's not called a tikkun. Tearing up something in order to get something else doesn't constitute a tikkun. Tikkun has to be in the thing you're tearing. You have to be trying to make that better by tearing it. But by soiser, that's where Moshe explained, the malach of soiser, if you are doing the malach of soiser, by definition, the tikkun is always somewhere else, right? You break down a building, the tikkun is now in the new building, right? The tikkun is never in the original thing that was broke down. So therefore, likewise, he understands that if by breaking something, you are able to access something, so the tikkun is in the fact that you can access something, that would also render it a full-blown malacha d'oraisa. That's where there's a difference between the malacha of soiser and the malacha of a kareya. Baina typically is only by houses. There is possible to have baina by a keli, again, only if you're creating a keli from scratch. You're totally assembling a keli, like if you were to take the parts of a car and you're techtig enough to assemble the whole car. So that would be baina, lefi shita satisis, and the Chazanish applied baina in our sugya because he held, apparently, that a closed keli, which is totally sealed, is not considered a keli, and by making a hole, you've brought it over the line from not a keli to a keli, so that itself would constitute baina, not just makabah patish, it would be actually baina. That's what the Chazanish held. So again, every time you are coming to open a bag or can, you have to figure out, are you doing makabah patish? So it's in order to not be doing makabah patish, you have to make sure that it's a kilkul. What you're doing is destructive. Are you doing soiser? So then we have to figure out, it can't be too big, because if it's too big, it's considered soiser. It has to be a small keli. Are you doing baina? That we get into this chaznish. Typically, you won't be doing baina, but the chaznish holds that sometimes you will be. And lastly, are you doing kareya? Again, we're going to have to make sure that you're a makalkal. We're going to have to make sure that what you're doing by ripping is ruining the thing, not fixing it. And then, because by kareya, it doesn't make a difference if it's a keli or not, but it is important that if you're ruining it, then there will also be a hetter. So those are the first thing you have to have in mind. Next, number two is, what were the heterim? What were the reasons why it would be mutter to be a makalkal? Why would it be mutter to break? Why would it be mutter to rip? So we learned there were three possible heterim. The heter number one was what Rashi and the Ran said, was makalkal. Makalkal tzarech Shabbos. You're allowed to do kilkul if it's a tzarech Shabbos. The second heter we learned was the way Tosis approached the sugya was mustaki. It has to be talking about a type of keli which was either broken or claptrap, a very shvacha keli, very weak keli, so that it's not considered a keli. That was the heter l'shitas HaTosfos. And the Gemara, which was a heter that was applied by the Egris Maisha and other Achrayinim, was a heter of Chaislais, the heter that we look at the cover, we look at the thing surrounding it, the thing containing it, as just like the peel of an orange or the shell of a nut, and it's just for the purpose of protecting the food, but it doesn't have its own identity, and that's a heter to break it or to rip it open. So there's three possible. A term over here, again,
how
either...
That's
a good question. That's a good question. Well, I'll discuss it. We'll get to that. So again, either it's Mekakel, it's our Shabbos. Secondly, is Mustaki. The Keli is not a Keli because it's too weak or broken or to be considered a Keli. Or thirdly, it's not considered a Keli because we just look at it as like a peel or we just look at it like a nut, and that's why you're allowed to break it open. Now let's go to the cases of all the different forms of containers and see which Heterim can be applied. So the first case that we've already discussed again at length in past shiurim, let's go over it quickly, which is cans, right? Classic case, cans of tuna, pickles, whatever else, other sort of cans you have in your house.
Just to clarify, are we talking about the ones with the pop-tops also?
Regardless, yeah.
Regardless.
Makes a difference, yeah. Mm-hmm. So cans of tuna, pickles, etc., all those cans. So are you allowed to open them or are you not allowed to open it? So...
What would be the
melacha? So there's two possibilities. It would either be melacha's seiser, right? Or makabu patish, right? So either, in other words, when you're cutting off the top of the can, really you're making a very nice, neat opening, right? So one could possibly argue that it would be makabu patish.
Deraisa?
Yeah, if it would be makabu patish, it would be deraisa.
Or xer derabonim yishum makabu patish?
No, deraisa. It could be deraisa.
Because you were mechaving to make a Pesach.
Right. If you would be mechaving to make a Pesach, if you were trying to make it, if you were actually, let's say, the most extreme case, you only opened up this can of tuna in order to get rid of the tuna because you needed a can for your nails, you know, that would be a melacha deraisa, I think. Right? That would be
considered a melacha deraisa. If you were mechaving to get out the tuna, that would be a derabanan.
But that's what we're going to have to. I'm saying, but there's possibilities is that it could be, so either it could be makabu patish or it could be seiser. So what would be the reason why it would be mutter or not? So Shlomo Zalman had explained that the reason why it's mutter to open a can of tuna is because he likened it to mistaki, which means, and this is gonna be relevant soon. He understood, which we explained also in the past year, was he and Shlomo Zalman understood that mistaki is not limited to a keli which is broken. Right, like the actual case of mistaki. He understood that mistaki can also include a keli which is meant to be thrown away, because by definition, a keli which is meant to be thrown away also is definition of a keli. A keli is meant to stick around and to be used again and again. Something which is only meant which is meant just to hold the food, and as soon as the food is out, is meant to be thrown away. It doesn't qualify to have a shame keli. So that's why he held that it's a good comparison to mustaki. That's what Rishon Zalman held. And that's why he held this mutter. So even though, again, I'll emphasize that they all held it should be open before Shabbos, l'chatchila. All these things should be open before Shabbos. But in a situation where you didn't, he held it was mutter because of mustaki. And Ramesha said that no, the comparison is to chayslice. Why is the comparison to chayslice, these baskets that you use to hold the figs and the dates? Because he understood that the reason why it's mutter is because we look at them, that their whole purpose is solely to protect the food. As soon as it's open, you discard it. You take out the food and you discard it. So that means the only purpose of this can, the only purpose of this bag, the only purpose of this box, is for one and only purpose is just to protect the food while it's closed. As soon as it's open, you throw it away. So that's why we look at it as a peel. We look at it exactly like a nut. That's what a nut does. A shell of a nut, as soon as you break it open, it's pointless, right? And it gets discarded. The reason why he was matter cans and etc. is because he looked at them as a peel. Why did he look at them as a peel? And as he held mistaki is not a heter, right? The fact you can't mistaki is very specific. It has to have been broken. That can only be used in that case in order to consider it mistaki. Here by cans, you can't call it mistaki, but you could call it chayslois. Why? Because being that that's his whole purpose to protect the food. That's why it is mutter. So that's the way he understood. And the difference, the obvious difference, and if you guessed yet where I'm getting with this, the possible difference, and we'll talk about that soon, is what about a type of can, or it's usually not relevant by cans, but let's say a type of bag or box that you don't throw out right away, but you actually store the food in there for a while, like a big bag of potato chips, right? Or a box of matzahs, a box of cereal. What would Ramesha hold about that? And we'll get to that soon. That this is going to be a difference between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, what the halacha is in that case. But as far as the cans of tuna and pickles are concerned, they both held it was mutter. Rav Moshe held it was mutter because it's chaislos, it's like a peel, and Rav Shlomo Zalman held it was mutter because it is mustaki. Now the Chaznish, let me just finish. The Chaznish said that it's aser, and he was mechadish achedish, right? Which also we discussed. He said you're boina because Chaznish understood something which is totally sealed is not a keli at all. And any hole you make in it, I don't care what your kavanah is. The fact that you took something that didn't have a hole and put a hole in it is baina. You built something. And your kavanah doesn't make any difference. Because it's not makav patish. It's a whole different concept. It's baina. You can't build a house and say, I had another kavanah. Right? There are certain things that your kavanah can't help you. So the way he understands, he has a few reasons, and he's not 100% sure about this. He says it's Sarachian, but in any case, he says it's Aser. And he says it's Aser for that reason, because it's Baina. He says the problem is not Saiser, the problem is Baina. So, still, the prevalent Hanhaga is to be Makel with this. If you do want to worry about the Chazanish, some people say it helps to make two holes, make a hole in the bottom of the can and a hole in the top of the can. So this way you ruin the can, so at no point you've ended up with something that we can consider a built Keli. Other people say this does not be, whatever, we discussed that. But in any case, best is to open it before Shabbos. If you don't, you could rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe to open up cans. And so second, and that I was saying last time that this would be the most kuladiga of all the cases we're going to discuss. Okay. One at a time. Yeah, go ahead.
Chais is a svar derabonon?
Chais is a svar derisis too.
You can matter malacha derisis of chais?
Technically. I mean, I don't know if we ever had a case like that. But we should be able to, yeah.
We're talking about Makabah Patish, is De Rice or De Abonon?
We never had a case, because every case that... It was never Negev. Let's just put it
that way. You could be Makabah
Patish, not
Negev. Even a De Rice at
some point. I would think so, but I don't have any proof, because it was never relevant. Yeah. What are you saying? Sorry. Yeah.
For Shlomo Zalman from Malaysia, if you were to continue to use those cans over Shabbos, you open it up, you take out one pickle,
right.
You take the can, you put it in the fridge.
Right.
It'd be awesome.
So that I'm going to talk about in a minute. We'll get to that soon. Yeah. Go ahead.
What's it sushal to make a can of tuna like mustaki? Just the fact that it's a shvachakli, it's not like a brick.
He understands.
The limit of mustaki, I thought, was the fact that it's something that's pieced together from shards.
Right.
So in the actual formation of the kli, it's lacking a chashivas. By a tuna fish can, you're not like. It's
right.
A solid thing.
Correct. He understands, Rav Shlomo Zalman understands, the reason why we could compare a tuna fish can to mustaki is because he's extending the concept of mustaki. He's saying that the concept of mustaki, he understands, when you piece together this broken clearly, right? It also had some usage. They didn't. They could be they even used it a few times. It wasn't a useless thing. You made something useful out of it. But it being that once it's broken and pieced together, it's just not meant to last. And it's more for temporary, for use. So that a keli that was formed in that way doesn't constitute a keli. So he's saying, by definition, these tuna fish cans—that's the way they were made, and that's the kavana that they were made for. They were designed to just be used for a small amount of time and not to hold on to them. That's the point. So Mela, it has the same category as mustaki. That's the way he understands it. It's his understanding. Okay, so that's the story with cans. So now let's move on to soda cans. A can of soda is interesting. The reason why it's different is for the following reason. The shape of the mouth of the soda can that you pull the tab and you break it open is a very specific shape, and it's designed that way for the reason that it should facilitate the soda coming out, right? If there would be a little hole there and you try to drink, very little would come out because air wouldn't be able to go in at the same time, right? So it's designed in that circular elliptical form so that your mouth covers part of it and part of it is not covered, so that air should go in and soda should go out. So it's a very nice, specifically sized hole to accomplish a purpose, right? So then, being the case, there you now opened up the door for a few possibilities of a malacha. A, obviously, it could be makabah patish, right? Because you're making a very nice, neat hole which is accomplishing a very specific purpose. Not only that, but it could even be a real makabah patish deraisa. I don't know if you got to see the Gemara later yet, but the Gemara talks about a pesach ha'asi lahachnas ulahaitzi. In order for an opening in a keli to be a deraisa diga opening, to be a problem in a taira, so it has to be an opening which was designed to let things in and let things out. And the Gemara explains that even letting ear in is also considered a pesach that was designed. The Gemara talks about making a hole in a chicken coop. And the Gemara says, it lets good ear in and it lets out bad ear, hot ear, smelly ear. Right? So here also, the Chaznish brings up, makes this point that you made this hole in order that it should let ear in and let soda come out. So then it's a real Pesach HaOsi LaHaftas LaHaitzi, and it could be a real Shaila of Makom Patish, a Deraistig Shaila of Makom Patish. So that's the one concern with soda cans. The second concern with soda cans, this is Rabbi Yashiv's Zatel held, was that being that it's perforated along a very specific line, and when you cut it open, you cut open specifically on that line, it's a melach of mechatech. Right? Mechatech being when you cut down wood to a specific size, that's the melach of mechatech. Trying, you know, when you, similarly, they, you know, more commonly by us, like you cut paper towels or toilet paper, you know, you rip it off to a certain size, and you don't just tear it off at random, you try to cut on the perforations. That is the melach of mechatech. Cutting something to a specific size is the melach of one of the lamedest melachas, the melach of mechatech. So Rabbi Yashiv held that pulling the tab on a soda can and breaking open the can along those lines is a melach, is a question of a melach of mechatech. Also, is a deraisa. However,
why is the Chazan
say
Baina as well?
Technically, it would have Baina too, right? Oh. Along his reasoning, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is another piece. He says that besides that, now he gives another reason, yeah. He's giving another swara why it should be awesome. Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees. He holds that it's neither, none of the above. He holds it's not Mechatech, and he holds it's not Makwe Patish. The reason why he holds it's not Mechatech is not a discussion for now. He has a disagreement with Rabbi Eliashiv, a whole Rambam, how to understand the melach of mechatech. He holds this doesn't qualify for mechatech. And as far as makom patish, he holds it's not a problem because, again, the same thing. A keli, which is chayslois, a keli, which is just made to protect the food, and you throw it out, you can't have makom patish on something like that.
Last time he said mustaki.
What? Yeah. I think he says both swaras over here.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
He used to measure swara.
Yeah, over here he uses both swaras, yeah. It's a different tshuva. This Rishon Zaman is scattered all over the place. Rishon Shabbos quotes him a few times. He has tshuvas. They are contradictory in a few places. It's not so easy to figure out exactly what he held, but certain things he seemed to be pretty consistent about. So anyway, he speaks specifically about soda cans, and he holds that the heter of mustaki or chaisla still applies. It's a throwaway item, even though you're opening it in a specific way to make it easier. That's not really the main kavanah you have is just to get the soda out. And I'm sure everybody, of course, drinks with a cup anyway, so that's not your kavanah. So, right. Anyway. So, regardless, soda cans, likewise, wouldn't have, in his opinion, don't have this problem with stocking chaisas. But it's important to note that a soda can is somewhat more complicated than a regular can that you open with a can opener. Again, for the reason that it's a very nice hole, it's a very has a specific purpose, and therefore you have an issue of makom patish and also of mechatech. Yeah.
More makom patish than last time because
it's you're trying to make a nice hole and it's doing the full purpose of a hole, right? In and out.
As opposed to last time where it was only...
It's just to get the stuff out. Uh-huh. That's the purpose of that hole, right?
So if you open it with a can opener, it'll be the same thing.
That's right. You'll be effectively destroying it, right? Exactly.
Then,
if you could do that.
So the Israeli pickles, once they have the little thing that
the
circle comes off perfectly.
Well, every time you cut with a can opener, the circle comes up. But that's just no practical way to open it without that. In other words, you're not trying to make a perfect hole. You don't care. You're just trying to take the whole top off, right? You're not designing a hole. You just don't want to cut yourself. And you wanted to... Chatech only is when there's a perforation. You have to have... No, chatech is like this. You have to have an area, you know, and you're cutting it in half. Here, you're just removing the whole top. That wouldn't be chatech, right? Chatech is you're cutting something to size, right? You're not cutting anything to size. You're just removing the whole thing, right? Cut down a tree, you're not ever chatech. You're ever... You're a kaitzer. But you're not ever chatech. You're not cutting it to any size. You're just chopping it down. Okay. Next, let's go to the next case. Now, a large bag of chips or nash, or put 5 and 6 together. Large bag of chips or nash, or boxes of cereal and matzah. So what's interesting about this is that my father-in-law, he asked Rav Moshe once about opening a box of matzahs on Shabbos, so likewise a box of cereal. And Rav Moshe held it was an issa d'oraisa. Rav Moshe held, you know how to do it? He says, right. He doesn't write about it in his tshuva. In his tshuva, he writes about cans. And he writes about a bag of sugar. I don't know exactly. No, I don't think like our 5-pound bags. A small bag of sugar. And that, he says, is mutter, for the reason of chaislus. But opening up a box of matzahs, he held was nissa d'oraisa. And which seems very strange, right?
You toss the box.
No, I mean, imagine, normally you don't do that, right? Normally you keep the box. So that was his...
The sugar brought the two tabs on the top.
Yeah, or I mean, the old way was that it's glued. You know, you just unglue it. So what I think is that, like I was saying before, as I was leading to, was that Ramesh's heter was because of chayslis. Ramesh held the reason why it's mutter is because you perceive it as a peel. The only way we could perceive it as a peel is if the only purpose it has is to protect the food. Once it's designed to store food and to keep it there for a while, and it has a longer usage period, he held that a heter does not apply. So I don't know if you can extend that to a bag of chips also, but if it's the base of the same idea, a bag of chips as the box of matzahs, could be the box of matzahs is a little bit more permanent, it's a little bit more like a keli, you know, whereas a bag is really just like a wrapper. I don't know if you can make a difference or not, but in any case, Ramesh's heter certainly seems to have a limitation. He wasn't going all out with his heter, and it seems to be the difference. The difference seems to be that that being that it's made to last, you can't look at it as the chayisus. While Rosh Hashanah Zalman says clearly there's no difference, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says mefurish that it's mutter, in this case too, even a large bag, even a box of matzahs, even a box of cereal, he says it's mutter, and the reason why he says it's mutter would make a lot of sense, the way I understand is because he had held the heter as mustaki, which means a mustaki probably was used more than once too, but it's not meant to last longer than the contents are in it. It's a very short-term usage, and therefore it's not doesn't constitute a keli. A keli has to be something that lasts, not something that's just, you know, used till the food gets out of it and then you throw it away. That won't constitute, that will still be a mustaki, because he held it was still mutter. However, let me just finish in the kuda. So you know, as there's actually two issues. When you're pulling open a box of matzahs or a box of cereal, there is a question of makabu patish or baina, but there's also a question of kareya, because two papers that are glued together, to take them apart is an isidarais of kareya. It could be an isidarais of kareya, which doesn't depend on if it's a keli or not. But once again, if something is called a chayslice, or it's a temporary item, then kareya is also mutter. Like we saw, we had this brisa that says you're allowed to tear the leather cover of a barrel of wine. So tearing is also mutter when we perceive the covering as being a peel, a wrapper, one of those heterim, right? That helps for tearing also. But Ramesha, being that he held that the box of matzahs doesn't qualify, so he held there's a problem of A, makapatish, and B, of tearing. There's kareya. You're separating two things that are glued together, there's a problem of kareya. Whereas if you could hold that it still constitutes either a chaislis or a mustaki, then it's possible that it would be mutter, kareya would also be mutter. Now here's what's interesting. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, and I find this a little hard to understand, but he says, you shouldn't open a bag, and he says it's even by small bags, you shouldn't open a bag the way it's properly meant to be opened. You shouldn't open it, you know, like pull it apart with the proper way. You should cut it. Because opening it, if you open it that way, he seems to hold, I don't understand this totally, but he seems to hold that then you're trying to make a nice opening. And then it gets more into the problem of kareya.
Makapatish.
Or makapatish. I don't know which kareya. One. Tearing, yeah.
More of kareya.
It's more of an oifen tikkun. Apparently, you're tearing it and making it nice. Oh. You know, you're making a nice opening by tearing. I have a hard time understanding this because, you know, I don't, if it's chayisless, I don't see what the difference is. If the heter is because we're looking at it as a throwaway thing, as not a keli, I don't see what's the difference how you do it. The point is you're just trying to get the stuff out. So I don't understand it fully, but he does make the that distinction. He says you should cut it rather than pull it apart.
Maybe he wasn't so comfortable with the heter of chayisless and he'd rather
could be
reduce the issue.
Could be. You could write. See what he writes. You see how it's quoted. It's hard to understand a little bit. It's so clear.
Why are we dealing with Makom HaPatish? Making a Pesach, even if you're miscaving to get the food out, is there Raisa?
If you are only being miscaving to get the food out, it would not be Makom HaPatish. It wouldn't even be Drabana. It would be Mutter. If the whole purpose is just to get the stuff out, that you ought to do.
So should you be cutting the box and the bag of cereal?
So the best thing, yeah. The best thing to do would be to demolish the box.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I've been doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Best thing should be the basic open both sides. You know? So that would be the best thing to do if you have a box of cereal or a box of matzahs. Would
it still apply now when we have the bags that are in the box as well?
And which way would
the
be?
The bag is there to keep it fresh. The box is just ease of marketing.
Is it? That's not to protect it also?
Well,
not getting crushed?
The bag is really what's
the real protection, that it shouldn't get crushed, you mean? Because they pump air in
it. It shouldn't get air, it shouldn't get stale. That's all through the box.
I don't see why the box. I mean, the box is still a container. I mean, it's made to be open and closed, and still made to contain the bag.
It's the way of the world to keep it in the box.
Right. They don't like you don't open it and throw it away because hey, it's just an advertisement, and you know, they didn't pay me. Well,
in London, how does it work that you can open the box? You open the box, you make the top opening, not over an insert.
Right.
But you have, like, what, 10 seconds to open the bottom until you're...
No. So that's...
it's like, I don't know.
That's a very valid question. What you're asking is that if at the point when I open the top, I was over an insert, so I have...
Now I'm not...
That's a very good question. It's a good question. I don't really know the answer to that. Some people say that doesn't help. You're right. They say start from the bottom. I don't know why that helps either.
Why does that help?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what they say. I'm not sure.
You'll do at the same exact time?
If you're talented, you could try to do that, you know.
two people at once. Then you don't have to answer anyway.
Just don't hurt each
one
other.
One person is over the other side.
You know, some people try that with a can. You could really hurt yourself that way. But, it gets dangerous. Yeah.
No, neither.
If it's done simultaneously.
Because it's
the planet. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Okay, but you could what you could do with one mic. I mean, it's a little hard to do that without ripping words. But let's say that wouldn't be an issue. You can tear the whole thing apart, and that would be mutter, right? Let's grasp it and really rip it apart, and then the whole thing pulls apart. With a bag, you could do that. That's possible to do with a bag. But the words, right? The words are always going to be a problem. So the best thing you could do is with a knife. You take a knife and you start cutting on the side, then you're okay, then you're fine, because that's destructive. That everybody will agree is a destructive thing. They're not meant to be open from the side, right? It ruins it. So if you cut a box of cereal from the side and you make or an incision in a bigger bag of chips from the side, then everybody will agree you won't have any of these problems, right? Because you've destroyed it. But again, no, you have to be a little talented. It can be done. I've done it.
If you're doing it to get the food out, then you don't have an issue at all.
I'm sorry.
The Rav just said that if you do
of makor patish, right? Again, but the problem was that. No, the issue is like this. The issue is if you open these big bags normally, so then it's meant to last for a while because it's a big bag, right? You take a little and you empty it, right? So some people, what they do is, Taka, they open the big bag and then they empty the whole thing out into a bowl, you know, especially if you're planning on finishing, right? Like you do here. So that's, then you're fine.
Discard the bag.
And yeah, basically you're throwing away the bag. So then there's no difference between a big bag or a little bag. If you're not doing that, you want to retain the bag, but you're at the simultaneously you don't want to be busy with this chashash that perhaps by retaining the bag it's going to be a shaila of makapadish because you're keeping the bag, so you can rip it along the side, you know, so that you've ruined it because now you haven't opened it up in a good way, you've been miscalculated, and then you can roll it up, you find some way to clip it or something, you know, find some way to use it in that fashion. But by tearing it on the side, that's not the way it's meant to be opened. It's more of a destructive way. So that's something that would be mutter. Let's just skip ahead to soda bottle caps or orange juice taps. In my opinion, this is the worst, the most complex Shaila, as far as what you're allowed to do on Shabbos is not, and it's also the most inconvenient. Because the other bags you can open before Shabbos, not such a big deal. You know, you can remember to open it. It's not, that doesn't inconvenience you. While opening sodas obviously causes the fizz to go out, and it's not convenient, and especially if you forget. But the reason why a soda bottle is so much worse. Is because it really should be a bona fide makor patish. Why? You have this cap. The cap has a tab. It's not useful while it has that tab on it. It can't be opened or closed. And then you unscrew it and you break off the tab. Now you've finished it, right? It was designed to be finished in that way, to break off the last piece. For example, everybody agrees, and Rosham Zaman also agrees, that when you have tissues, right, in a tissue box, and they're stuck together at the edges, you know, they haven't been totally, sometimes they make tissues that way, that they haven't been totally, they're not totally separate, so that, you know, each
giant,
one just,
giant,
what?
I think Giant has some.
Okay. There's certain brands that like that, in order that one tissue should pull out the next tissue, they're connected at the end. So Arab Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's makor patish. You're finishing the tissue. The tissue wasn't totally cut, and you're cutting it, you're finishing the tissue. But this, he says, is not makor patish. Breaking off the cap and cutting off the tab, that's not makor patish. What's the difference? I mean, the tab was not incomplete, and you made it complete, and you made it a very useful tab and cap, and now it's useful for quite a while. You know, it's a keli. And you could even save it and continue using it, you know. So he explains like this. He says that a cap is a fully formed tzura of a cap with or without this tab, even when it has the tab. And the tab is very clearly visible, and this is even more true with the Israeli style, if you remember what the Israeli soda bottles look like, where the tab is thinner plastic than the rest of the cap. Now, our type of caps, the tab is usually the same, but in Israel, the tabs, or at least the old ones, used to be a little thinner. It looked different. So in any case, he says that the tab, where it looks different, it's clear that it's just there as a security device, you know, just to show that it has never been opened. So even though you are making it a little better by breaking it off, but since it's clear, then we just look at it like it's like some wax that was put over the cap. It's not called finishing the cap. Removing a security device is not considered finishing the cap, whereas the tissues, he doesn't say this, but I imagine he holds, like that, a tissue, until the tissue is cut out, it's not finished. You know, even though the only reason they left it connected was be able to get it out of the next tissue, but until you do that. So Rosh Hashanah says it's mutter. Again, there are some conflicting tshuvas. And some tshuvas he says, no, maybe it's better to throw it out right away and have another cap in your drawer that you know you use. He's not 100% clear about this. But in Eretz Yisrael, I know that they were Noyik Heter. I know his brother-in-law, his nephew, Rav Shlom Shadron's son, Rav Yitzchak Shadron, told me that his uncle did. Lemaisa held you could do it. You know, he held you could open soda bottles, and Yitzchak Shadron would open soda bottles. And many people are Noyik Heter based on this Svar of Shlom Zalman. But even this Svar of Shlom Zalman, I thought it would be a big stretch to apply this to the orange juice containers, the ones we have now, where you pull out that tab and you make this beautiful little hole, which now is meant to be used for a number of times. That already, I think, could be maybe more of a serious shaila of macropathic. Where another, it's similar to the can of soda.
How does the tab work? They don't stick it in. The company doesn't put that tab in.
I don't know how it works.
How do they fill the orange juice bottle?
Well, it is like a soda can. The difference being that it's just meant to last for a while. That's why. Right. So you have it's worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have both problems, so to speak. Yeah. That's why orange juice tabs could be the worst. And on the other hand, it's not a big deal to remember to open that before Shabbos, you know, because that doesn't affect the juice.
You know, they had their.
You could poke maybe with a knife.
That would probably help. Yeah, because you're not making a nice hole anymore. Yeah.
So why is the orange juice bottle any worse than a massa? Anything a massa?